Hello, ladies. Listen to your show. Now listen to mine. Now your show. Now back to mine. Sadly, your show isn't mine. But if you stop listening to lady-sounding hosts and switch to Totally Cool Tech, my show could be yours. Look down. Now back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the show your show could sound like. What's in your hand? Now back to me. I have it now. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love. Look again. The tickets are now iPods. Anything is possible when your show sounds like Totally Cool Tech. I'm on a horse.
This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 496. What do we have here for Wednesday, October 6, 2010? I'm Norbert Davis, your host. On this episode of the Totally Cool Tech, we have cheap 3D camera, iBrain, save a life, fire a bazooka, ram your iPod, GTV and HD video conferencing, this ought to be interesting, and I'm getting a new camcorder, and the wife don't even know it yet. Isn't that cool? I love it. All right, hey, I'm calling this, though, what do we have here? Because that's exactly what my wife is going to say when she sees the UPS truck rolling up on Friday. That's right, Mr. Brown's bringing me a new toy. Boy, I'm going to love this. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that later on in the show. So stay, you know, stay tuned, stay with us, you know, be a part of the show, all right? All right. Hey, the Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of the techpodcasts.com network. If it's tech, it's here, where you will find shows that are family-friendly and work-safe. And we're also part of the blueberry.com podcast community, where podcasters and listeners all come together. That's Blueberry without the E's. So go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts. All right. Been talking about this show 500, episode number 500, and basically the third year anniversary of the Totally Cool Tech podcast, which started back on October 21st, 2007. It's coming up here really, really soon. I can't tell you exactly what day because, well, it may not come out on the day I expect it to come out, and so I don't want to tell you what day it's going to come out, but you got to pay attention to that particular show. Because it's going to be part of the Totally Cool Tech podcast contest. And I mean, because this thing is right around the corner. Now, you need to really pay attention because there are some stipulations on this whole giveaway thingy that I'm going to do here. You must be a resident of the U.S. or Canada. Well, at least have a shipping address that's within the U.S. or Canada, because I cannot afford to ship this outside of North America. And one other thing, I have prizes. And I can't do substitutions. What I, you know, depends on what I have. There are going to be a few things that I'm going to have, and I have lined up, and possibly some more in the works. So can't tell you exactly how many, you know, well, I can't tell you. I'm going to tell you a few of the prizes that I do have, but I might have more. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to limit myself or say I've got this many and I don't have it. Something doesn't show up. So anyway, you kind of get it, right? All right, cool. Now, that being said, here's what you got to do to win. Number one, listen to the podcast, because there will not be any instructions posted anywhere. I'm not going to Twitter these. I'm not going to blog them. Nothing. It's going to, you got to listen to it here on the show. Okay. Now go to the TCT website, go to the Totally Cool Tech website. If you don't know what the URL is by now, just go ahead and keep on listening to the show, because I'll mention it later on. Okay. Pay more attention right here. Send in an email with the subject show 500, show number 500, or show 500, whatever. Just so long as I understand it's show 500. And answer these two questions. Two questions. Question number one, what is the number on the TCT logo? Number two, who did I talk with on show number 500? That kind of ought to be a clue of what's going to come up and what's going to happen on show 500. A couple other things I got going on, but hopefully I know I've got something going on here. All right. And for the bonus question, what is the hidden meaning of the logo, of the TCT logo? All entries must be in before October 26th, 2010 Pacific time, whether it's daylight time or standard time. I can't remember when we're going to switch back to regular time, and you know, the government keeps on changing that, but what this means is that before October 26, 2010, you've got to have that in to me, okay? And that means that at 11:59:59 p.m., 11 hours, 59 minutes, 59 seconds p.m. Pacific, on October 25th, you have 1 second to send that puppy in. So get it in, okay? All emails that are received with a timestamp after that date are not eligible. Sorry, it's the way it's got to be. All right, everybody, good luck, and I look forward to seeing you guys send in your emails. And oh yeah, here are some of the items that I can tell you about. A Bluetooth hands-free car kit. It's a visor mount type. Maxi Vista application for the iPad. So if you have an iPad, you may want to specify that maybe you want that. Okay. A 4G USB memory stick. That's pretty cool. A USB to SATA and IDE and ATAPI. So you can go ahead and hook that little device up to any kind of hard drive or device like that. So you want to hook it up to a CD-ROM or a DVD-ROM or a combo drive or any kind of hard drive. You can do that. And this might be good if you're a computer tech and you're doing repairs and stuff like that. You just take the drives and go ahead and hook this on. It's a USB cable. Has a little adapter with all the different types of connectors. Really, really cool. I have a one like this myself. Comes in real handy when someone's computer is really starting to foul up on them. Or if you have a bunch of spare drives sitting around, you want to check what's on them, or maybe you just need to get into them and get off some data off of it real quick. This could be very, very handy. So that's a USB 2.0 to SATA IDE and all that. Oh, and it does have One Touch backup, and I think that only works with Windows, but it does. This whole device does work with Windows and Mac, so it's pretty darn slick. What else do I have? Oh, yeah, and a super bright LED flashlight that is waterproof, aluminum case, or aluminum manufacturing, and it uses 3 AAA batteries, which will not be included. You got to provide your own. So that's at least what I can tell you about. So that's what's up for grabs there. And, good luck, everybody. I look forward to seeing everybody putting something in. All right. Now, the show no longer is sponsored by anybody. I'm flying solo, but I still am powered by Mountain Dew. So today I've got regular Mountain Dew. Still have some Code Red left, a little bit left, but working on some regular Mountain Dew too. All right, first up over here at Uber Gizmo, saw this $70 3D shot cam take simple 3D pictures. This is pretty cool. My dad used to do something similar to this. And his camera cost, my God, thousands of dollars. He was a photogrammetric engineer, which means he basically used to make maps. And as a side job, he would do render buildings. Well, he wouldn't render them, sorry. He would draft buildings, and he'd actually shoot the pictures of the building in 3D. He had a camera that would take 2 different shots a certain distance apart, and it was actually film camera. And this is back in the 70s. He bought this camera, and it cost him like $2,000, I think. And at the time, that's pretty expensive for a guy who was making like 10 bucks an hour maximum. He went, we lived in Sacramento, California, and he went, when they went to redo the state capitol, he went in and filmed everything. He took all pictures of everything. He did it in 3D, and he drafted out all the different architectural layouts for everything inside the building. It was really cool. I digress. Back to this little camera. This is a full-fledged 3D camera in a way. Well, not really, but it's a very simple version of a 3D camera. And I guess the company Tomy, who makes a bunch of toys and stuff like that, they have announced a 3D shot cam, which is a simple photo camera that is armed with 2 lenses. It lets you take 2 shots at the same time. It's digital, so it goes onto an SD card, memory card, and then what you can do is go ahead and print this out. And it has a 0.3 megapixel image sensor. You go ahead and print this out on your own photo paper, and you go ahead and cut it down, and they sell it with a viewer, a little viewer that you go ahead and you slide the film into, or the printed pictures, and you look through it. It looks like a set of, what do you want to call them, like opera glasses, but folded paper opera glasses. Yeah, say that three times fast. I tried doing it three times because I've edited this and it, even doing it slow, and I still had a problem with it. Anyway, it's going to be really cool because it takes two different pictures, obviously, from a two slightly different angles, just like your eyes. So it gives you that 3D or stereo vision. That is so cool. Now, it's only going to be available over in Japan, and it's aimed at kids, you know, 12 and older. And this is going to be cool. I would really love to have one of these. I think my kids would really love to have one of these, especially my oldest one. And, yeah, that's going to be cool. Now, the SD card is 8 gigabytes max. But this should be coming out here in the beginning of the year over in Japan. And they expect to sell about 50,000 of these units. Nothing ever said about going, you know, international, but I would love to see this come to America. That would be really, really sweet. All right. Here's something a little bit silly I found over at Gearlog. It's called the X-Wave, and it lets users control iPad, iPhone, iPod with your brain. Now, this is a device that, well, if you ever saw Back to the Future and Doc Brown when Michael J. Fox's character comes up to his door and tries to get him to, you know, back in 1957, I think it was, something like that, tries to tell him that he came back in a DeLorean that the guy built. Doc Brown was wearing his weird head contraption thing that was supposed to be able to read people's minds. Basically what this thing does, and it looks really silly because it's a head, almost like a headset with a band that goes, one band that will go right on the front of your forehead, and it has a little clip that goes onto your ear lobe. So right there tells me that there's something a little bit funny. But supposedly you're supposed to be able to go ahead and control this stuff. And it comes, you get this for like $99, and it comes, this whole thing isn't cheap. It comes, you know, it runs about $99, and that gives you the app and the headset. So, that's going to be pretty funny. I would love to see someone review this thing. And it looks like, they're going to have a couple apps available through iTunes later on, and they will be opening up its SDK for third-party app development. Now, that ought to be pretty interesting. So they must actually be able to do something with this in some way of, you know, some way of manipulating, I guess, touch gestures, however that would be. I guess you think of what you want to do, and it does it. Interesting. Cool. It should be shipping next month, so we'll have to be on the lookout for that. But would you buy that for $99? I don't think I would. I got other things I can buy for $99 better than that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that when I get to the toward the end of the show here. All right. You can save a life by just shooting a bazooka. Well, it's a little bit more than that. There was the James Dyson Award, and you know James Dyson, the guy who makes the Dyson vacuum cleaners. He's really far out thinker. You know, he thinks outside the box, makes things look like they're doing one thing when they're actually doing another, but they're actually doing something pretty cool. It's what this thing is, it's a life-saving device by shooting this canister that turns out to be a life ring. You know, a little it's the life ring. And what it does is it shoots out this little canister, and when it hits the water, it has expanding foam, rapid expanding foam, and it turns into a life buoy for somebody. And this is pretty cool because, you know, you might be on a ship and someone falls overboard. You'll be lucky to throw them a life ring in good weather, in good sea conditions, and you better have a good arm. But say you don't, and say that it's rough water. You might not be able to throw it out to somebody, you know, with any kind of accuracy. Well, this thing is pretty cool. It has a range of about 150 meters, so 450 feet. And the victim can go ahead and hold on to this life-saving ring or buoy. Actually, it's like a C, C shape, that they can maybe cling on to that until you're able to actually get help to them. There's a link to a YouTube video. You can go ahead and check it out. I did. It was pretty cool, and I love it. This is really, really cool. It's called the Long Reach, and it's a two barrel bazooka, and so you can fire two of these things, and you can actually reload it. So that is a pretty cool device. Now, you know, it's right now it's only a concept, but it looks like the designer of the Life Reach, Samuel Ajul, has been awarded $15,900 for his efforts. I guess it wasn't $16,000 worth, but or worth $16,000. So he gets to go ahead and put that towards, I guess, building this thing. And I guess he has a prototype in the testing stage, but should be starting his field trials in Australia, I guess. That ought to be cool in the next few months. It's pretty slick. Go ahead and check that out. It's called the Long Reach. And, yeah, that is so cool. All right. Over at Cool Tools, I found a bike mount for an iPod. If you are a bike enthusiast, a cycling enthusiast, and you like your iPod a lot, you might want to get this thing. It's the RAM iPhone bike mount and cyclometer. Anyway, it's an app that goes and will deal with your iPhone. Now, they have more than just the iPhone app. They have, and it works with more than just the iPhone. You can get a RAM mount that looks like this goes onto your handlebars. Or anywhere on your bike, really, that you can go ahead and fit this. And I guess depending on how you would really want to have the app sitting, I guess it only goes one way. Now, the app itself is $5, and that's for the iPhone app. But they have mounts for any kind of GPS-enabled smartphone. They have a couple of them, which you can go ahead and get these over at Amazon. Now, the mount that they're showing here... looks like it works with the 3GS, the 3G and the 3GS. They have some for the iPhone 4 and other GPS-enabled smartphones. It should work with an iPod, I would hope. Yeah, it should work with an iPod, no problem. Well, the iPod Touch. And I have that. I wonder if it would work with mine. I'd really have to check that out. I don't know. I'll find out about that. And I'll put that in the show notes. The app itself looks pretty cool. It gives you... your ride time, your distance, your speed, time remaining, I guess, or remaining distance. I really can't tell that. I think it was remaining distance. It gives you your average speed and how many calories you've burned. So there's got to be a little bit more to just, you know, figuring out how many calories must be put in your weight and all that kind of stuff, I would expect. But pretty slick. Yeah, that's a little bit... nicer than having to, at least when I had a little cycling computer on my bike, you know, you had to put a little magnet on one of the spokes and put the little sensor on the forks and have that wire going up and down your forks, and eventually the thing snaps off for some reason, you bumped up against stuff. This would be pretty cool. Now, probably wouldn't use it if I was going mountain biking, because that thing, you know, gets jarred pretty good. Your iPhone or your iPod Touch is going. It's it. Bye-bye history. Unless you put like a zip tie on that thing or something. But, I mean, this looks like it would work pretty good if you're just doing a road bike, or you're staying on the city streets or something like that. I wouldn't use it off-road. Pretty sweet. And like I said, you know, $14 for the mount and $5 for the app. So for less than $20, you know, you got yourself a biking computer. And it's also your phone and all that other kind of stuff. Really kind of slick. Oh, okay. I told you about Logitech is going to be offering Google TV, and they're coming out today. It's going to be today they're announcing their device, the review, and all that kind of stuff. Well, check this out. It looks like Logitech is going to be offering Google TV HD video conferencing. Yeah, that's going to be cool, because they already have the webcams are certified to offer Skype HD video calling, and it would be pretty darn cool if they could go ahead and put that and tie the webcams with a Google TV and video conferencing, because they purchased Lifesize Communications, a company that specializes in corporate HD video conferencing. This would be awesome. So take a look at that. Be ready to check out Google today, Wednesday, because this is coming out on Wednesday, Google TV going to be announced for Logitech, so that ought to be pretty slick. I'll be paying attention to that while I'm at work today. Well, I should actually be doing work, but I'll be paying attention to that. All right. Last up, but not least, this is the new toy that I'm going to get on Friday. Wife doesn't know about it, but she's going to love it anyway. It's the Kodak ZI-8 5 megapixel pocket video camera with four times digital zoom, image stabilization, and it's a refurb unit. I got it for like $69 over at Adorama.com. This is pretty sweet, and it does have free shipping, which is pretty cool. I have been looking around to get a video camera because I'm going to, you know, CES 2011, and I want to be able to take video and all that, but I wanted it HD, and I didn't want 720 HD. I wanted 1080p HD. This will do 1080p. It's a refurb. It's refurbished by Kodak, so it's got all everything that you would get normally. You're getting it for $69. That is so awesome. Now, normally this would cost you about, I think you can get it for like $120 on sale. And I think normally $179 out of, you know, street, brand new factory box and all that. I mean, this is going to come with a factory box, but this is going to be so slick. Now, it does come with, let's see what it comes with, a lithium ion rechargeable digital camera battery. Cool, which I went ahead and I got a separate battery and a charging kit for it. It comes with the HDMI and AV cables in the box. Awesome. A wrist strap, user guide. It comes with a 90-day limited warranty. And it also comes with it's tripod mountable. You know, if you whatever, you know, the quarter-inch screw, it's going to work with that. It's going to be so slick. Now, I got to go out and get a SD card that'll work with it. Now, I'm going to have to go ahead and get myself a new memory card for that, because I want to get a really high capacity card for that. It does have an SD or SDHC card expansion slot with it. It has 128 megabytes of internal memory, but that really won't last long on 1080p, because it'll do 1080p 30 frames per second, 720p at 60 frames per second, 720p at 30 frames, WVGA at 30 frames, and a still 5.3 megapixel widescreen interpolated. So pretty cool. And it does have I guess an input for a external mic jack. Pretty slick. So I'm really excited to see that come in here in the next day or two. So Friday I should be getting that, and I will let you know how that works, because you know I'm going to be playing with that. So probably heading over to Best Buy, get myself a really nice card. Or I'll wait till Sunday till the cards go on sale and all that. I'll find something. All right. You know what? That is going to be it for today's show, 496. What do we have here? So go ahead and send me an email or audio comment to tctpodcast@gmail.com and let me know what you think is cool tech. What do you think we should have on the show? You know, you can go ahead and call the Totally Cool Tech Podcast listener line over at 540-999-TECH. Let me know what we should be talking about. What do you have? What kind of tech are you playing with that you want to let other people know about? Or is there something you want to know about? Ask me something. I'll help you out. You can go ahead and follow me over at Twitter. Just look for TCT Podcast. All the show notes and links are going to be found over at totallycooltech.com or tctpodcast.com. And yeah, that is going to be it. Thank you for listening. And no matter if you're, you know, checking us out on Stitcher Radio, the Roku, Boxy, iTunes, through a podcatcher, from the website player, it doesn't matter. Thank you for listening. Hey, recommend us to a friend. And don't forget to enter the contest. All right? If you're listening now and you're like, what contest? What contest was he talking about? Go back to the beginning. Somewhere in the beginning there, you'll find out what to do, when to do it, and how quickly. So, all right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.